To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Well, howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It's the 17th of January, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that was happening over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. Safari users, yeah, you'll want to listen to this. A big old bug in Safari 15. What was that bug doing? Well, it was leaking your browsing activity. Whoops. Oh, and on top of that, it may have also revealed some of your personal information that was actually attached to your Google account. This is all according to the folks over there at Fingerprint.js. They are, by the way, a browser fingerprinting and fraud detection service. Apparently, the vulnerability starts with Apple's implementation of the IndexedDB. That's the application programming interface that stores your data on your browser. They found that Apple's application of IndexedDB API actually violates the same origin policy. So basically, when a website interacts with a database, a new empty database with the same name is created in all other active frames, tabs, and windows. And that's all done within the same browser session. Basically, this means websites can see the name of other databases created on other sites. And of course, if you got the right things open, they can actually see details specific to your identity. The bigger question is, what are you going to do about it? Currently, as we speak, nothing. And if you're thinking, well, I'll just go private on Safari, that doesn't work either. The best thing you can do is change your browser for now, until Apple actually issues a patch. As we all know, tablets have been kind of popular again ever since the pandemic started. And Samsung says, yes, let's still strike while the iron is hot. In fact, Samsung's next tablet lineup might actually include a 14.6 Ultra model. Apparently, that will be based on the Galaxy S8 and the mid-range S8 Plus models. Now, of course, speculation and rumors right now, but according to the folks over at Win Future, this 14.6 model will have a resolution of 2960 by 1848 and a refresh rate of up to 120 Hz. And yes, indeed, there'll definitely be a notch. That's because Samsung needs to make room for two 12-megapixel cameras. Other rumors in the pipeline for this Ultra tablet from Samsung include the option of 16 gigabytes of RAM and 512 gigabytes of storage. As far as when we'll be seeing this Ultra tablet, all indications are pointing at the Galaxy Tab S8 lineup at Samsung's 8th Unpacked event coming next month. And finally, talk about finally. We've been reporting on this for, well, a few weeks now, pretty much ever since the year began. But Google Pixel 6 and 6 Pro owners out there, that delayed December update looks to be finally here. Yes, according to Google, they have finally started rolling out the Pixel 6 and 6 Pro latest update. Yes, the one they paused last month. Now, with this new update finally being available, it will include all the fixes Google planned to release last month, plus a heck of a lot more that apparently have cropped up. And for those of you on 6 and 6 Pros out there having dropped connections to Wi-Fi and even network problems, apparently those bugs have also finally been addressed too. Plus the all-important bug that caused phones to drain their batteries faster than it was supposed to. Google actually started pushing out this update on the 14th, but apparently it was just a very few devices. Maybe they were just testing the waters. Over the course of this week, it should, however, though, be hitting all users. Yourself one of those stories that's just, you need to hear about this. Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for everything happening at the British Tech Network, including all of our podcasts, is at britishtechnetwork.com. Get on over there and get subscribed to the Photo Show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and of course, the News Show as well. Of course, all of our shows are available via Apple Podcasts and other popular podcast platforms too. We're on Facebook at British Tech Network. We're on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And we got the BTN community just waiting for you. Come on over and join us today by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.